Joining me now on the line is a very good friend of the program. He is the sports professor, Rick Caro, as we are it's time now for the golf and sports business and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. But Rick Caro is an attorney, and he joins us live today from Tampa, the site of Super Bowl 43, where later on this evening, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the storied franchise, and the upstart Arizona Cardinals. Actually, it's been a franchise for a while, but the only franchise that has gone longer without a championship than the Cardinals is the Chicago Cubs. They will do battle tonight on the field for Vince Lombardi's trophy in Super Bowl 43. Rick, good morning to you. Happy Super Sunday, buddy.
Happy Super Sunday. What a day. Just did a couple CNN hits in front of the stadium, and it's almost lockdown. It's hard to get from place A to place B, but listen, the economy, they talk about it and the problems, but NBC just did announce they sold out all of their 67 ads at $3 million per, $206 million record advertising, record revenue for them. And even though we understand the economy is awful for premium events, it's not so bad.
Well, now hold on a second, because I had read that NBC did sell out their ads, but they had four ads remaining as of a couple of days ago, and they had to drop the price by $500,000. I had read that the final four ads went for $2.5 million. Is that not correct?
They're not talking about what the final price is. They put out a press release late last night saying all the ads were sold. So you know how media people are when they start spinning stuff. And so
right.
I think the takeaway is not that the last few ads had to be sold at a little bit of a discount. Because remember, it was $2.7 million last year. It's $3 million this year. It was pretty gutsy. Dick Ebersol, the NBC head, was quoted yesterday as saying, tremendous foresight. He wouldn't admit how many of the 67 went for less than $3 million. It was some. But the bottom line is all the Armageddon predictors are basically wrong about at least that piece.
Rick, the Super Bowl has always been appointment viewing for America and the world. It draws by far the single largest television audience of the year. No matter what network it is on, of course, this year NBC is that network. During peaks tonight, later on tonight, at the hottest moments of the game, the peaks will be 140 million viewers. That is enormous, and that is almost four times larger than the audience that watched President Barack Obama's inauguration. About 38 million people watched Obama's inauguration last week. So we're talking about an audience almost four times that large. And that is why NBC was able to get $3 million for most of their 60-second ads. And tonight there's going to be some fun ads. Coke Zero is going to come out with an ad with Pittsburgh Steelers safety Troy Polamalu. It's going to be a reenactment of that timeless 1979 Coke ad starring Mean Joe Green. There's also going to be some ads tonight in 3D. Viewers going to have to use their red and blue 3D glasses tonight, Rick.
Yeah, and I just wore those glasses as a prop on my CNN, and it's kind of hard to see anything. I guess that's what 3D is. If they had perfected the technology, everybody would be using it. But 125 million of those glasses have been distributed. It's a 90-second ad. It's longer than any ad in Super Bowl history. That's $9 million, unless it's been discounted, plus the production cost, plus the distribution of the glasses.
Two.
It just shows you that these mega events are not only an advertiser's dream, but the public relations and marketing firms that create them. That's a dream for them, too.
Rick, I got 30 seconds left. Give me your final score tonight, your prediction for Super Bowl 43.
Rooney will be happy. Steelers 21, Cardinals 17. I'm not the one that decides the game, but I'm not usually wrong on this stuff, I can tell you that. I think Polamalu will have a game better than Fitzgerald's game, and I think the quarterback contest will be won by Roethlisberger. But that's why they play the game, as they say. I'm hoping it's close. So does everybody else.
Well, we'll be tuning in tonight. He is the sports professor, Rick Caro. He joins us each and every week during our golf business and sports business and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. You can watch him each and every week on both CNN and ESPN. As Rick mentioned, he just did his CNN stand-up a couple minutes ago out there in Tampa. You can also find Rick's weekly blog and podcast at msn.foxsports.com. And, of course, he is the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard. He's a big shot. Rick Caro, the sports professor, thank you so much, Rick. Happy Sunday to you. We'll talk to you soon. Safe travels later on this week.
Thank you, man. You too. See you next week.
There he is, our good buddy, the sports professor, Rick Caro, joining us here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic.